Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. And of course, we would love to hear from you, so give us a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you're afraid to call, you can always email us your question, comments, concerns at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Email us your questions, comments, concerns at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Social networking, if you want to get into our Facebook Smooth Drama group, just ask to get in, myself or MC Shiny Shoulders, Mr. J. We'll add you to the group. Myself or MC Shiny Shoulders will add you to the group. Anywhere we social network, you find Smooth Drama, add us, follow us, whatever. Talk to us, we'll talk to you back. So, in the spirit of that, I got an email from Bubbles.
Bubbles.
So,
okay.
Trump came out and said that tear gas was fake news. They're not tear gassing. Now, mind you, and this is how when you talk about folks, how they lie. He just took a picture in front of a church with the Bible, that picture that he took, and they used tear gas to clear out the actual priest who preach at that church, as well as a bunch of peaceful protesters. Now, think about that for a second. He's like, hey, tear gas is fake news, right? He had federal police tear gas the preachers in front of their church, mind you. In front of their church, they got tear gas. Move on.
So they were lying that happened.
Yeah. Even though it's on CNN and you see them hitting them with the pellets and the pellets, you know, tear gas. And that's what CNN reporters were talking about, as well as other independent reporters. Anyway, I'm going too far. What I'm talking about is Bubbles, who responded to the president who says tear gas was fake news. She sent a pic of the protest and of the tear gas and wanted me to say on the air, fuck the president and fuck the police. So,
okay.
I did. You're welcome.
All right. Was that like a dare? Did she dare you to do it, or she was just asking, would you be so much as to oblige me? I mean,
because I asked for, you know, we solicit people to email, call in, text, whatever. So, you send me that, and hey, it's not that tough for me to fuck the president and the police. That's not a tough one. That one's kind of easy. It's probably the easiest thing I've said all day.
Okay.
Just off the top. All right. And so, yeah. This dude I mean, the habitual liar. But it just goes to show you what you see on TV and videos, whatnot. That's a lie. Because that's the world we live in. What your eyes are actually seeing is not true. That's not tear gas. That's just the lighting from the sun at an angle of the camera.
Oh. And so the people are grabbing their eyes and crying for what reason? Because of his presence? They're like, oh, you're so fabulous.
Right. It's like, he's our president, he's wonderful, and they start crying. That's what's happening.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Really. Yeah. See, I mean, but these are things that happen during the apocalypse. These are exactly the things that happen in the apocalypse. As a matter of fact, you know what? We got to go old school with it. Go back to 2004. Remember Scott Peterson?
I do.
Yeah. He kind of killed his wife and his baby.
Kinda, or he did?
He did.
Okay.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
And so, after murdering his wife and their unborn son, he's asking, can the court overturn his murder conviction and his death sentence because he was denied a fair trial because of the massive publicity and slew of legal errors made at the trial?
I mean, wasn't the publicity part of, like, him, though? Wasn't he, like, doing or participating in the publicity initially?
Yeah. Remember, she.
I mean,
she
I don't understand.
Yeah, she just.
Yeah, I don't understand when these men kill their wives and then get on TV and start crying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was Modesto. He told the police that he left their home and drove to the marina in Berkeley. He said he went fishing in his new boat and returned home late and called his mother-in-law saying that she was missing.
Yeah.
And the body washed up on the San Francisco shore. You know,
it's about 2 years, maybe a year, 18 months, a year later.
Yeah, because he's, crying on TV. She's missing. So,
yeah,
he says it should be overturned because they made legal errors.
I mean, he's been on death row for 10 years, so, I mean.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, death row happens, like, immediately.
Well, see, but this is why I say it's tales from the apocalypse. This is the hypocrisy of America at its finest. This dude who murdered his wife and child went on TV, went through the whole fugazi, please help me. He says he should get his murder trial. It just should be thrown out. They made errors. He's like,
I'm sure they did.
See, I'm saying what he did was wrong. So there were two things that could get him off. One, if he was a Catholic priest. Two, if his wife was black. Neither of those happened, so it's probably not going to work out for him.
No. I wouldn't be surprised if they overturned it from death row to just life imprisonment, though.
Okay.
I'm like, he needs,
see, people like him need gen pop. Need that general population action.
Well, I would think he would have been dealt with by now anyway. That's what I'm saying. He's been in prison for 10 years plus.
Yeah, but he's, remember death row, so he don't have to deal with them real killers. So it's different.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So that. Yeah. But, see, the beauty of the American justice system, your guy who killed his wife and kids, you can think about having the chance to get out. Yeah.
Yeah. Request it.
Yeah, you can request it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. On that note, we're going to go and do our dumbass of the week. All right. So, dumbass of the week. These some amazing people. So, Rodney and Julie Wheeler, they pretended that she plummeted from an overlook so she could avoid being sentenced on the charge of federal health care fraud. Yep. They were arrested Tuesday. Multiple charges, including conspiracy and giving false information. Out of West Virginia. Not stereotyping West Virginia, but so they said they faked her disappearance, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know where they found her? You want to take that guess?
Somewhere in the coal mines.
Nope.
I don't know where they find her.
Oh, in the closet at her house.
What?
Yeah. In closet at her house. It's West Virginia.
She didn't even have the wherewithal to, like, leave the state?
West Virginia.
So how long was she missing, and then how long did it take for them to find her?
A couple days.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel bad because, no, I feel like she belongs where she's going to go. I hate to say that, but yeah.
Yeah, because if you disappear in your house because you're committing fraud, you deserve to go down.
Yeah.
I always find it amazing the unintelligence people. I mean, that's what this show is about tonight. We talking about unintelligence at its finest.
Okay.
We going in.
I'm sure you have a plethora of things to discuss.
Oh yeah, but I mean, we're gonna go deep into the catacombs of stupidity. Yeah,
okay.
We talk about some things because, you know, I like to focus on the things that nobody's focusing on. I mean, because right now we're COVID-centric, and you know, rightfully so, we're talking about George Floyd and the protests. But there's some other things that are going on that are under the radar that affect us massively. But before we do all that, probably should go on break. This is Rhapsody. Nina.
Very strange. Blood on the leaves.
Blood on the leaves.
And blood at the root. Check.
And blood at the root.
so bleed, so bleed, so bleed, so bleed.
Emit light rap or emit teal. I drew a line without showing my body, that's a skill. Bad to the bone and the grill. You be dead wrong if look kill. I'm still on my spiel in the spirit of El Hill. I own the Sparrow, nose like a Pharaoh's. I bloodline trill for the young and all the nils. We all gon' get meals. Talk a lot of game, but we get paid to like Jamil. Was raised upon a hill. The valley's a sunken place. I'm just trying to build like I came with some cheddar weight. Know I'm a god MC, cause nigga, I made the devil wait. Boy, I brought hell, you ain't gotta tell me I'm hella great. I don't speak on it nowadays, I just meditate. Y'all can have the bars, nigga, I spit hard metal gates. Henry Louis Gates when I caught me some new estate. Make room for myself, I'm in a way different mental place. I keep it real, all y'all look anime. I'm fine like anime, black don't crack like Angela. Black and brave like in the A. It don't come with apologies, let's just sip in some Andre. When you greet me, it's namaste. I'm gonna spread love the Brooklyn way or like marmalade. No matter if you street or more like the promenade. We gotta come together like the corn and the dookie braids. For the present and future days, I say what I gotta say. I am Nina Aaron Berta, the one you love but ain't heard of. Got my middle finger up like Pac after attempted murder. Failed to kill me, it's still me, look, I'm singing Shirley Murdoch. Cause these ladies dead just down. Brown women, we so perfect. We're from steel nigga to steel nigga being cropped out the picture. But we all know who got the juice. My sisters imitating us in all the Hollywood pictures. And still they'll never be us. Nigga, nigga, from the backwoods. My Nina Woods, think about the life you should lead. A new dawn, another deed. I tried to do some good. I felt more damn than Mississippi was. They denied Nina in Philadelphia. And still we persevered like all the 400 years. Of our own blood, Africa. Old Panthers looking back like, who gonna come up after us? Outside the movies, I make sure before it moves you, it moves me. Now bow down to a queen.
Survival. Here's to the honey in me. For the bittersweet in me, I've shed this blood so romantically, so viciously quiet. Here's to a moment of silence. I'm poured and poured my soul again. Here's to a person. There was never a we, there was you all, and there was me in this war. Like me to succeed, unlike me to surrender, trying and dying to read poetry, to rise in the light of day, to subconsciously exist cautiously, ascending towards freedom, praying for a breather. Do you see my pain? Do I see my prey? Empathy be the reason you're still standing. We are not the same. I've lived more lives than you. I have less pride than you. I'm extraterrestrial. I was played a different. I've been here many times before, and I've never been defeated, and still, I will never be defeated. Defeated.
Sugar, that was Rhapsody. Nina, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, remember when I said, Brown Sugar, that if you're out there shopping, you might want to watch yourself?
I do. I don't remember what it was in reference to, but I do remember you saying that.
You know, there are the people who are actually protesting the actual murder and the subsequent murders of unarmed black people.
Yeah, okay. I do. Yeah, sorry.
George Floyd, Breonna Taylor. It's a long list. I could go the rest of the show just listing names of people who've been murdered by the police. Not because they were criminals, but just because. So,
yeah.
There's a new tactic that the police are using. It's called geofence. What's a geofence warrant? It's it's a data request where instead of looking for someone, a warrant with probable cause, the geofence warrant, you can sweep up information on any device that happened to be in the vicinity of a crime. So, let me explain that to you.
For
people who don't understand what that is, if you're in the vicinity of a crime during the protest, because they're looking up the protesters in particular, they can get the information from companies like Google or any of the other
face recognition.
Yeah, and any of the other apps. They can get their information, collecting data on everyone that was in the vicinity, even if they're in.
Wow.
Geofence.
And do what with it?
Just
have it.
You have it. So now,
okay.
Not that I've been known to be a conspiracy theorist or whatnot. Far
Never
be it
you.
From. Yeah, not for me, right?
Never.
So, I mean, we talk about profiling, right? You've heard of profiling, right?
Mm-hmm. I have. A time or two.
Yeah, a time or two? Yeah. So, now you think about protesters being profiled. And if the police, who are geofencing, not because there's evidence of me breaking into something, but if I'm in the vicinity, my information, because you can corroborate, well, hey, they were there. Geofence warrant shows that they were there. And they say, oh, well, they had their mask on. And
but whether they were participating or not is what you're saying.
Exactly. Not okay. That the police would charge anyone of a crime that they have never committed. We never heard of
that
before.
Heard of. They would never. I'm gonna say they wouldn't do that. They would never do that.
Right.
Never do that.
Now, and here's the thing. The DEA, the Drug Enforcement Agency, has been given authority to conduct surveillance on protesters. And so a geofence warrant, sometimes known as a reverse location search, are just one of the tools. And so the police can get that information on every protester there through one single request. So
If you have your phone, though,
yeah.
Do you have to have your phone? Okay.
Yeah. Any phone, device, Fitbit, phone, watch, whatever. Any device that you have one request. Get everybody's information.
Wow.
You're there at the crime scene. So, it's two strikes. So, would you say two birds with one stone?
Mm-hmm.
Two birds with one stone. So, you can get the protesters and charge them with something, allegedly. Whatever you want to charge them with, right? Because they were there in the vicinity of the crime. So, obviously, they were committing the crime.
Yeah.
Along with...
So, if they were to be charged with looting or staying out past curfew or rioting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All of that. So, in effect, you have the looters, right? Some of the looters are, just people trying to get what they're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the looters are agent provocateurs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other looters are, white nationalists who are out there, trying to make it look like this is not a peaceful protest, whatnot. So all three of those are in the mix. And so let's just say, they know that such and such from the white nationalists was there. Such and such is agent provocateurs are not gonna get wiped clean off the geofence search. That's going to happen. I'm going to take a guess that white nationalists probably are going to get scrubbed off the list for some strange reason. I don't know why, but I have a sneaking suspicion that would happen.
I think they would have their own separate list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they can leverage them to spy on the other white nationalists. Yeah, we're not going to take you in, Billy Bob, but you work for us now.
Mm-hmm.
But who's going to go to jail?
Oh, well, everybody but them. I mean, they'd have to really commit a heinous crime in order for that to happen. Or they'd have to use them as a scapegoat in order for that to happen.
Well, a lot of heinous crimes have been committed. Lots of heinous crimes have been committed. That doesn't get you put in jail as a white nationalist.
So it's kind of like the whole, like if they're using it for a scapegoat, is what I'm saying.
Well, no, you know, in order for you to get killed or get thrown in jail as a white nationalist, you have to kill some white people.
Well, and that's a heinous crime, isn't it? Is that not a heinous?
True, it's a heinous crime. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I can agree with that.
it just reminds me of Timothy McVeigh. I know it just kills you to have to agree with me on anything I know. Reminds me of Timothy McVeigh. But like I was saying, it reminds me of the bombing and Timothy McVeigh and his, because weren't they considered white nationalists?
Yeah.
And they just didn't do it because they decided to do it. They did it they were like doing it on orders, but that never came of, nothing ever came of that, so.
Right.
It wasn't like they woke up, and said, oh, let's go bomb this federal building. So, yeah.
Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. I don't know. But, yeah.
We'll never know.
Yeah. But, see, this is the next level of, not that you had rights anyway, but this is a subtle thing that's, I mean, technically, it's supposed to be unconstitutional, right? They can just pull a warrant. They can make a request, and anybody that's in the vicinity of a crime may or may not be charged of the crime. And so this is a way to get back at all the protesters. And this is something that I don't think any of these, a lot of people, I mean, there are some people who, you know, you're upset and you're like, understandably so, nah, we not having this bullshit no more. Then you have the people who are like, you know, because once again, there are a lot of black people out here who don't understand the nature of what's happening. You know, because they're like, you know, you got these folks like, you know what, nah, they ain't going to do nothing to me. I do what I want when I want. I go out there, I'm going to get mine. That, you know, ignorant, entitled fools. About to get arrested. Because you were just out there acting stupid. I mean, because if you look at it, if you have a warrant, you're on the front line, you're getting arrested, you was at this protest. You know, anything. You did something before. Hey, some stuff got stolen. You're a thief. We're going to charge you with it. You have to prove that you didn't do it. Your phone says you were there. Folks don't understand the implications of this. The broad.
So are we all now guilty until proven innocent?
Yeah, we've always been guilty till proven innocent. It's just now there's a technical tool that you can use. It's circumstantial evidence, but guess what? The evidence is saying that you were there. And once again, you have to prove that you weren't there. The burden of proof is going to be on you. I mean, you start thinking about the climate of the country. See, because it's not subliminal racism anymore. We on the gorilla pimp racism. So subliminal racism, you know, they wouldn't come out with it. But gorilla pimp is like, it's punitive. It's extra punitive. And so that's what this is. Like, okay, y'all want to protest? Guess what? We got something for y'all. Because one search, and they got every phone and all the data on your phone. One search. Yep. So, because I'm a conspiracy theorist, I'm gonna go and talk about last but not least. Least but not last. Stalkerware. So, you know, I talk about stalking a lot. And as somebody who studies technology,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's what you call stalkerware, right? So the stalkerware software, which works on computers, but can be used on the phone too. And here's the funny thing. I tried it out.
Mm.
So, what happens is this. So, for example, let's say you were dating somebody and they kind of figured out what your password is. They know your username, certain apps on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
So, what they can do is this. They can, on their device, computer, laptop, whatever, they can sign into your account. They can then remote send the download to your phone. And so, what stalkerware does is it turns your device into a surveillance device that reveals your location, your data, as well as your email, your web browsing histories, and more. And I tested it out the other night. So what I did was, yeah, for my phone, I was like, okay, let me see if I can download an app from the computer onto my phone. You want to know what happened, Brown Sugar?
It downloaded.
It downloaded.
But how would that... But
go ahead.
Wouldn't it have to be someone else's information?
No, not your own?
Because it's you.
Yeah. See, you're not hearing me. See, if I know your Google, like you know, your email... If I know
but you just
password,
put your information in your information, though.
No, I put your information. See, if I can log into, if I find out what your Google password is, guess what? I can go to Google Store. I can download an app, a stalkerware app, onto your phone while you're sleeping, whatnot. Because I don't need your phone. That's how gangster this is. I don't need your phone. I just need to know your account. I know your account. I know your password. I don't need your phone. I can sign in, and guess what? I can put the stalkerware on your phone, and from there I know everything that you do. Whenever you do it, I know all your emails, everything. Because guess what? When you assign the stalkerware, you can assign the stalkerware where it reports to your device of choice. So it's not going to report to your email. It's going to report to my email, because I said it that way. Now, here's the other gangster thing. Stalkerware doesn't show up as an app on your screen page. See, because once again, we're talking about something else. Stalkerware will be something in your administrative systems data app running executive file. It'll be something that you can't really, it's like, oh, I didn't download this. And because you would have to go through every one of your apps and like, wait, I don't remember this one, and delete it. Because you know how they have those default apps? What not? It's hiding in there. So it won't show up on your screen, ladies and gentlemen.
So it's hiding in the app that you may already have?
No. So in your apps that you have, there's an apps list, right? So when you go if you want to check your stuff, it's app manager. When you go into App Manager, you can see it. And so, don't be mad at me. All you people out there who have iPhones, you have no defense. Android, you have defense. You can run your Kaspersky or your LifeLock and...
Me having an iPhone doesn't, I'm just doomed, I guess. So if anybody, but you'd have to get my password and all that stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
If I get your password, I can download stalkerware remotely onto your phone without your knowledge.
Yeah, well, okay, I'm not worried then.
You're not worried?
No.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, I change my passwords often because I forget them. So I always have a new password because I don't remember if it was a capital, if I put a number or an exclamation point or a question mark. I never remember, so I'm always changing my password. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
And I mean, you know, I'm not doing anything illegal, so.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
So, as
but you're not saying when you tried it out, what happened? So, that's my question. So, when you download it, but you already had your information.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, yeah. I see what you're saying, that it did work, but you already know your information. You would need to see if it worked on someone's information that you have, but they don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, if I'm a hacker, and I can hack into your information, I can then, whatever you log into anytime, I can surveil it on your phone, whatnot. And a lot of people do business on their phone, whether it be PayPal or whatnot. So I'm just saying, I just putting it out there, stalkerware.
Yeah,
and
I mean, it's good information to know.
Yeah, I just want to put that out there. And on that note, we're going to go on break. This is Alien Craft, Ball of Confusion.
Me together to be here with y'all. Damn, man, no talking about all in your heel. Yeah, yeah. Hey, what they call me?
Alien craft, me in the sky. My future is my past. I catapult through time. Why my UFO don't crash? Hey, that can freak your mind. Hey, while I search the universe, the spaceship's dead. Go in, keep the deadbolt flow. Tapping in your brain with a deadbolt flow. Head might glow from a headlight glow. Some niggas that glow like a bedtime dose. It's bedtime, folks. Your lens eye closed. Outside the frame, most air can't go. The bears ain't low, no. But I'm bad like I'm over than a red can't go. Living my life so fiber optic. R2D to a C3PO. Never had a PO. Might be the CO coach. Choke on my back, so tropic. Left got a cockpit. Motherboard screen, clean. Wet, tight like Kashi. Go mean. The bill looks so mean. Check. Lab rat headed to a white suit rocket. Off in a rocket. Flex told me. Nobody can stop it. Elevated topic. Alien crafted. Drafted. First round pick. They shop like metal and socket. I'm not. I knew all along. I'm hot. Niggas tried to write me off in a pine box. Now I'm in a dive box. Bye. Haters. Peace to the cater. With the beat, on the beat, I'm the shit like Pepper. Look that sample, simply relax, that they give a full cover, no radar scanner, walk within line, text Arcana, craft can't fit at the top, or can I, craft ain't really got a space, or am I shift matter like Master Jedi, blow your speaker, home, phone, home, to the metro, no, still talking no shit, retro, phone, then I, clone, cyber, clone, try to catch up, but I'm too far gone, orbit alone, orbit through cone, she got my phone on the extra tone, beautiful dome, amazing, 808 Blake on the track, that's blazing, alien craft leaves you start. Gazing, car reflection, niggas see new directions. Look, I'll be Scorsese, soar like crazy, floating. All the cigarette low, hazy, puffing. I'm a space cowboy, that's my calling. Travel with a space girl, deep like coding, crap.
Thank you.
together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Alien Craft, Ball of Confusion. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. Representative Dan Patrick came out and, you know, he said, you know what's wrong, Brown Sugar? He said, you know what's wrong in the United States? You're not accepting Jesus.
Oh, that's quite a few things.
No, you got to accept Jesus. You accept Jesus and all the problems in America go away. Just like that.
So how many people have to do that, though?
Everybody. Of course, he said it was, he was like, you know, he made it political. He's like, yeah, people on the left, if they accept Jesus, then it's going to be fine. And I was like, so if we carry signs saying I'll accept Jesus, you don't have to shoot me? You think that would work? I have that sign up. I accept Jesus. Please don't shoot me.
I mean, I don't know.
No? You don't know?
I mean, for some it may. I never kind of caught me off on that one. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so I look at it like, yeah, they're talking about accepting Jesus, but I'm thinking they're more talking about accepting Jesus' faith. Because that's when I think about they saying accepting Jesus, I just think you're accepting Jesus' faith. Like, so the story of Jesus, some people forget, you know, because they get stuck on the whole, well, Jesus died for your sins. And you know, mm-hmm. accepting Jesus' fate means that they beat the hell out of you and nail you to the cross. You know that same cross that the KKK puts up on your lawn
when they come and they burn that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about that, but yeah. Okay.
That's why I say that he says accept Jesus. I'm like, no, that you're saying accept Jesus is faith. Let us beat you unmercifully. And then, you know, once the KKK, American public, is done beating you, they can nail you to that cross that they burn on your lawn. And boom. That's it. There's no more to the story.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, you was waiting on the moral of the story, right?
I kind of was. I mean, I thought you were going somewhere else with it, but okay.
No, but that's where you go with it, because that's the moral of the story. See, we're in America. See, it's not the story of Jesus where you're nice and kind and you do unto others as others would do unto you, all that nice stuff. No. It's you accept Jesus' faith. That's what accept Jesus means to in the American psyche. Folks don't see it like that, though.
Yeah, I didn't see it as that, but okay.
No, look at Black folks' history here in America. It's all about accepting Jesus' faith. All the bad stuff that they did to Jesus, they did to Black folks.
true.
We just forgot. Accept Jesus' faith. It's like, accept Jesus? No, he forgot the faith part. If you accept Jesus' faith, boom, the whole accept Jesus makes sense. See how easy that was?
Yeah, I mean, I can see that, yeah.
Yeah, you just add one word. And then Dan Patrick makes sense. And all the other pastors, they just accept Jesus. They was on the slave ship. Hey, accept Jesus' faith. Boom. Makes total sense.
Okay.
Yeah. Ain't no more.
Something to think about.
Yeah, something to think about. Yeah. All right. So, thinking about something to think about. I mean, we've seen that there was protests all across the country and all across the world. Soccer players with George Floyd's name on their shirt. It's France. They had the anti-police rally. It's international, right? Now, funny thing is, in between this, for some strange reason, we still have Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no!
So, what is that shit that happens again? That just can't stop happening. Well, so I read somewhere where they were saying that in Hong Kong they were using leaf blowers to blow away tear gas, the protesters.
Mm-hmm.
And like, man, that's a good idea in Hong Kong. Black folks in America, probably not that good of an idea. Because I think the prescriptions that the police don't have here in America, their eyesight is bad. Because you get shot when you don't have a gun. For example, young man was shot Tuesday kneeling outside of Walgreens right here in Vallejo, not carrying a firearm when the police opened fire. Meanwhile, he's kneeling, hands up. Police opened fire, sending 5 bullets through his own windshield, shooting Sean Monterosa of San Francisco, 12:30 a.m. Tuesday. Now, police didn't tell the public that he was killed or disclose the circumstances of the shooting until a news conference outside City Hall. They said, the officer said, it looked like a gun that he had, not in his hand. It was like in his pants, he said.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't see how they saw that.
Right. That's not the argument. The argument is, he had a gun, I thought. So that's where we go back to the prescriptions. You know, obviously, he didn't get his prescriptions filled, which none of them ever get their prescriptions filled because they always see a gun. Even though this is a young man with his hands up, kneeling. Dude shoots through his own windshield to kill another innocent man. And we know it's been countless, the kids that were pulled out of their car. You know, it's so many cases of the police during the protests taking it to another level. It's not like they're catching looters in the act.
No, they can.
Yeah, it's regular folk protesting. Hands up. Groundhog Day. Same thing, different talk. Even under the auspices of a riot because you kill innocent people. He's like, I can't help it. It's like an automatic reaction. I can't not kill somebody.
I'm starting to believe that's the case too.
Yeah, if they're innocent, I gotta shoot them. They don't have a weapon in their hand, I have to shoot them. I didn't kill anyone, I gotta shoot them. I mean, because the bodies pile up, innocent folks, unarmed people, hands up. It's the casual murder. Casual murder.
It's legal murder.
Yeah. Legally sanctioned murder.
Yeah, it's unbelievable to me.
Right. And all they got to do is say, well, I thought he had a gun.
Which I didn't understand. I, as far as like them shooting through his car. And then saying he had a hammer in his pants. I'm like, well, how did you see?
Yep. On his knees with his hands up. So, once again, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about murder. Innocent folks being murdered. Not criminals. I mean, not somebody who walked into church, killed folks after Bible study. Man, no murder on that one. I mean, if people like that get shot, you don't really have an argument. But unarmed. Defenseless, murdered.
I'm of the belief now that if someone is armed, there should be a de-escalation practice at this point.
Well,
but that's just me.
Yeah. Well, that would make sense if we were talking about people that cared. And on that note, from Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drum production. We're out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with the hair. Where the hell did he get the news from? Together you got drummer.